Brooklyn, 1957. Fogged windows, stained drapes, doors that would no longer close. "Just look," my mother told my father. Paint flaked and fading, strict lines of flocked gold and brown wallpaper starting to wobble. At 10, I knew exactly what was wrong. I was not fooled by my parents' talk of cheap landlords, aging finishes, the need for more space, more light, more air. I saw its thick cloud roil and seep into every surface. I saw it where they never thought to look. Late at night, outside our fourth floor windows, trying to get back in. Gathered in lacy loops above my bedroom closet, clinging in dark patches to the hallway lights. I even saw it when we visited aunts and uncles in their apartments. I knew we always brought it with us, let it loose to work the same damage there. I knew we would bring it with us when we moved to the rambling house on a barrier island, where I could hear nearby the steady pounding of surf.